98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Zach here with the best mix in the morning show and your Coast social network on the air. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Thursday morning, Danielle from St. Joe Today joins us here on the line as we find out about the cool stuff and great deals around the community, which of course includes every Saturday, the St. Joe Farmers Market. Right, Danielle?
Definitely, Zach. So that is returning this Saturday and from 9 to 2 in Lake Bluff Park. We're so excited, like you said, help every Saturday now through October 9th. And vendors offer a variety of goods, anything from locally grown produce, perennial and cut flowers, meats and cheeses, coffee, and so much more. So whether you're looking to grab a bite to eat that morning and take a beautiful stroll down Lake Bluff Park or get ingredients for dinner, they've got you covered.
Yes, they do. And the Box Factory for the Arts has you covered if you would like to check out some awesome art. Tell us about that.
Yes, their gallery exhibition series 4 actually kicks off tomorrow. So featuring works from David Baker and Matt Pejovich, as well as an all ages photography exhibit reshoot. So both exhibits are going to be on display from July 23rd through September 12th. So plenty of chances to go visit them. They're typically open Thursday through Sunday. Don't miss the chance to watch their opening reception on July 30th. And there's always tons of stuff happening over at the Box Factory.
And there's a lot going on this Saturday night. A perfect summer moment here. I won't give away all of it because it involves two different institutions of Southwest Michigan coming together. Tell us about this.
Yes, definitely. So we are so excited for the return of the Summer Beach Series for the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra, and they've got yet another fun weekend coming up this Saturday, July 24th, in collaboration with the Ghost Light Theater. So they're putting on A Midsummer Night's Dream. That this production begins at 6:30, gates open at 5:30, and of course it's held at the beautiful Shadowland Pavilion at the Silver Beach County Park.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be just awesome for a great midsummer night. So also awesome, Antiques on the Bluff is coming up here in a little less than 2 weeks. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we are so excited for that as well, Zach. That starts next Sunday, August 1st. So again, that is the first Sunday of the month, May through October. So that is from 10 to 5 in Lake Bluff Park. And this event features over 50 vendors. And we're just really excited. We've got a couple more this season if you haven't been able to join us.
And also coming up here very soon is Chalk the Block returning to downtown St. Joe. Tell us all about that.
Yes, we have kicked into high gear in the St. Joe Today office, gearing up for Chalk the Block. That returns to downtown St. Joe on Broad Street from August 6th through 8th. Attendees can watch both amateur and professional artists as they prepare their chalk squares on Friday, work all day Saturday, and then, of course, enjoy those completed masterpieces on Sunday. So this family-friendly festival showcases regional, national, and international artists, and you can actually visit stjoeday.com/chalktheblock for more information and to meet all of our artists this year.
Sounds fantastic, and there's also chances to visit St. Joe Today in just about every place, virtually and non-virtually, in person, if you will. Tell us how folks can get a hold of you to find out more information on things they've heard here, plus lots more.
Of course, you can always visit us online at stjoeday.com, follow us on any of our social media channels, or of course, you can stop in our Welcome Center. We're located at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe.
As always, my thanks to Danielle from St. Joe Today for joining us to cover some awesome events, cool deals, and great stuff going on around here. It's on the Coast Social Network, and it's thanks to the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District, local, organic, farm fresh, with 98.3 The Coast.